Finger Sticking Techniques by Ed Bryant. From the editor, many diabetics and diabetic professionals assume that vision is essential if a person is to jab a finger successfully and collect a drop of blood on a test strip. Thousands of blind diabetics put the lie to this conviction every day. This article originally appeared in the spring 2001 edition of The Voice of the Diabetic. Its content was updated in March 2009. Blind diabetics will appreciate these practical tips for effective finger sticking. Diabetics know blood glucose monitoring is important because it helps us keep our diabetes under control. You should test often. The way you test matters too, because poor technique wastes strips and can give inaccurate readings. Good testing techniques will also minimize the number of times you must stick your fingers. If you have not worked out good finger sticking techniques, I recommend the old adage, practice makes perfect. I am a type 1 diabetic, and I empathize with those whose fingertips are bruised and sore from testing, as well as those who have trouble getting enough blood from the puncture site. Test strips are expensive, and people who must repeatedly stick themselves to get enough blood for a good reading can get very frustrated. Lancing devices. You should find which lancing device makes finger sticking least painful for you. I like the soft clicks that Roche Diagnostics makes, but many others are on the market. Bloodborne diseases can be transmitted by finger stick, so never use someone else's lancet. Remember that lancet points dull fairly rapidly, and if you reuse them, things can get painful. Many pharmacists are now certified diabetes educators, CDEs. While any CDE should be able to help you choose a lancet and lancet holder that will work, sometimes it's easier to get a pharmacist for advice about the blood glucose testing supplies available in the pharmacy that you use. Healthcare practitioners should show patients how to test for blood glucose properly because many patients have not mastered correct testing technique. My physician asks all diabetic patients if his staff can show them proper blood glucose testing techniques, which include finger sticking. Gauge size increases as the lancet narrows. You should choose the narrowest lancet size that allows you to get a large enough drop of blood. People who have trouble getting a large enough blood sample may find it easier, if slightly more painful, to use a larger gauge lancet. Note: many, but not all, lancets are interchangeable. Some must be used with certain lancet holders. An alternative to the traditional lancet is the Microlet Vacculance from Bayer. This is an unusual combination of lancing device and small pump designed to obtain blood samples from sites other than the fingers. The device costs $25 today, and it is available from Bayer Corporation. Telephone 800-348-8100. Website www.bayercarediabetes.com. BayerCareDiabetes.com. Finger sticking locations. You should use the sides of your fingers as sticking sites. More nerves are present in the center of the fingers, so lancing there may cause more pain. Some people occasionally use the middle of a finger if the sides have become too sore. I use all 10 fingers for blood sugar testing, and on each finger I have 4 penetration sites. Anne S. Williams, a respected diabetes educator and herself a type 2 diabetic, chooses her test sites by day of the week and time of day. Her left index finger is for Monday, left middle finger for Tuesday, left ring finger for Wednesday, etc. On each finger, the side toward the thumb, opposite the base of the fingernail, is for supper time. On the same side, about halfway down, is for bedtime. Any extra tests are done in the area around the top of the fingernail. She writes, "By using this method, you end up lancing the same site only once a week. I like doing it this way because I have such a hard time remembering where I last lanced, and this way I can figure out where I am supposed to be by day of the week and time of day." Cleaning fingertips. If possible, wash your hands with warm soapy water, which, besides cleaning, will bring additional blood to the fingers. Rubbing alcohol can be used, but alcohol may cause fingers to become dry, which might cause more pain when lancing. The fingers should be totally dry before testing. Dr. Ronald James, a diabetologist, says, "If your finger is dry and clean, I see no reason why you have to use rubbing alcohol." Note: using a good skin cream may help soften your fingertips and will help with their appearance. Apply it after you test. Blood clotting. If the stick location doesn't clot thoroughly, you may experience bruising and soreness. After putting blood on the test strip, you should use a tissue and apply firm pressure directly on the puncture site. Some diabetics thoroughly clot after a few seconds. Others may take longer. Once the bleeding stops, you should again use a tissue and apply firm pressure directly over the puncture location. If blood is on the tissue, you know bleeding is still occurring under the skin, so further firm pressure is required. Once any diabetic, blind or sighted, tests blood glucose regularly, he or she will know roughly how long it takes for his or her blood to clot. Also, if blood is seeping from the puncture site, it can usually be felt because it is sticky. If you are not sure whether the blood has thoroughly clotted, you need only apply firm pressure a little longer. Getting enough blood. When lancing, you should strive for a blood sample just big enough to make your meter work. In this way, you will minimize pain and bruising. If you are a good bleeder, this standard approach works fine, but if you are not, try altering the procedure. Instead of gently milking the lanced finger, you may need to milk it vigorously. By milking the finger, I mean stroking and pulling downward from the base of the finger toward the tip and the sample site. One category of people, those suffering from edema, excess fluid in the tissues, needs to be cautious with vigorous finger milking. Because kidney problems are one cause of edema, check with your doctor about this condition. I have talked to many diabetics who have had trouble getting enough blood after the finger stick. If not enough blood is on the test strip, the result could be skewed. I have experimented several times by very gently milking blood from my punctured finger, and within 2 to 3 minutes, I pricked another finger and vigorously milked the sample site. Guess what? In every test, I found no appreciable difference in sample results, so I urge people to milk their fingers gently in most circumstances. The rubber band method may be helpful too. Wrapping a doubled rubber band between the first and second joint of the finger to be lanced will cause the finger to become engorged with blood. This will help a larger drop of blood to form. Hold the rubber band down with the thumb while lancing. Remove the band as soon as lancing is completed. For a long time, many diabetics have vigorously milked their fingers to get an adequate blood sample. The clinical difference between gentle milking and vigorous milking is not significant. If enough tissue fluid is milked out, blood may be more like a plasma sample than a whole blood sample. If you have a meter that reads plasma values, it will make no difference, and if you have a whole blood glucose monitor, the result in all likelihood will not be enough to alter an insulin dosage. Again, we should try to get an adequate blood sample by very gently milking the puncture site. Many lancing devices allow you to adjust the depth of penetration. Shallow penetration should minimize pain. The same thing can usually be accomplished by holding the lancet more lightly against the skin. Use the shallowest penetration that provides enough blood for the test. In the mailbox section of the December 1998 Diabetes Forecast, Dr. Adam Bloom discussed obtaining blood samples by milking the fingers. He reported that the National Committee for Clinical Laboratory Standards, NCCLS, states, "One can enhance blood flow from the puncture by holding the puncture site downwards and gently applying continuous pressure, proximal to the puncture site. Strong repetitive pressure, milking, should not be applied. It may cause contamination of the specimen with tissue fluid." Although such zero-error considerations are important for the research scientist in the laboratory, in practicing this mixing of tissue fluids with blood does not appear to affect the readings obtained on home blood glucose meters enough to be of concern. "I know of no studies that have done specifically to prove this point," says Dr. Bloom, "but I do know from experimenting with my own meter that the readings I obtain when I milk, even vigorously, are not meaningfully different." Remember that, even if you use perfect testing technique, a glucose meter will most likely not give you the same results twice in a row. Wiping blood off after lancing. Many diabetics do not wipe off the first drop of blood after lancing. Years ago, the healthcare community recommended that the first drop of blood should be discarded because it was believed impurities or contamination from rubbing alcohol could affect the test. If your hands are clean, there is no reason to remove the first drop, and if you use rubbing alcohol, there is still no good reason to remove the first drop of blood because the difference between sample results is insignificant. Many healthcare teams who deal with diabetes do not wipe off the first sample, but some do. As I said earlier, if you use alcohol, you must be sure the site is absolutely dry before lancing. Dr. Ronald James says, "I think if your finger is clean, you don't need to wipe the first drop off." Note: people who find it difficult to get enough blood for the test will find it that much harder to get more if they wipe away the first drop. Conclusion: good finger sticking technique is key to effective diabetes management. Testing blood for glucose should be made as simple as possible. People will be more inclined to test regularly and responsibly if this task is described and made as straightforward as possible.